Franco. Hey, Jay Dutch. Hey. Khalees. Hey, listen. One time for the Sweet 16. The number of years Randy been doing his thing. Hey, right on time, just like a fresh G shot. Bringing light to the party right at the press box. Hey, everybody. It's a new season. Players putting smiles on faces and all for good reason. Hey. Let's get some wings. Let's drink a couple beers. Yeah. And chat it up with the players that we all cheer. It's the player show that features different guests. Yes. Thanks to my man, we only meet the best. 7 o'clock, that means it's time to start the show. And I'm so glad y'all get to rock to my flows. Hey.
Get 'em, baby.
And now, for the 16th year, let's take it to the press box with Randy Harris and his special guest.
As we do each and every Monday night. Going to be an interesting show tonight. I'm looking forward to it. Sitting right now, Super Bowl champ and NFC champion, two different teams, of course, Chuck Darby. And then momentarily, well, as we speak, Freddie Martino walking in the door as we speak. Here's the thing that I found out, you know, and this should be, you know me, I don't do a whole lot of research, but for capita, right, what city does anybody think per capita, per person, people, whatever, have the most NFL players per capita? Anybody? How about a small town called, I love the town, North South Carolina. Population 732, and they have two NFL players. It's got to be the record, right?
Got to be the record.
I mean, I don't know for sure, but we're going to say it's the record.
I'm going to say it's the record, too. I'm going to my hometown.
And 813 people in 2000, and now you're down to 732. That's because the two of you guys moved out or took family with you or something, right? No, yes.
No. They're still there.
What's up? How was everything today? You guys had to go in, right?
Yeah, we're good. We went in, watched film, you know, kind of seen what we did wrong last week, and we're going to try to do it better this week.
All right, we're going to have a good time. We're going to goof off. We're going to clown around. We're going to talk very little about yesterday, but I told you we're going to talk about what I think is the coolest thing. Everybody, every time the player comes on, when Chuck came on back in the day, everybody has mentors. Mm-hmm. What's it like to have a mentor that you can trust? Everybody says you can trust people.
Right.
And then you read all the time things that happen, that you have blood relative that you can go to, and he's done it. He did it all.
Right. It's awesome for me, you know, having somebody who's been in the same situation I've been in, coming from a small town, you know, being on a practice squad, you know, getting cut and all that. You know, it's easy. He can relate to me, you know, well as anybody else from the outside who think they know what's kind of going on. You know, he kind of been through it, so it's awesome for me.
Chuck, same for you. And then after you answer that, we won't say names, but I know you've mentored or tried to have mentored other people. How different is it having a blood guy that literally you can take out back if he's not going to listen to you?
I mean, it's always,
and I'm joking, but I'm not, right?
Yeah,
but I mean, it's always special when you got a blood relative in the league, somebody that you saw since he was a little youngster. And, you know, I'm very proud of him, but I mean, at the same time, I always stress the importance of being a leader, of being the person that he is, and I'm very proud of him. But like I say, it's very special to me just to have my cousin that I'm so proud of come from the same town that I'm from, North South Carolina, and to go out and achieve greatness.
What are some of the pieces of advice you've given Freddie so far? You know, through what you've done, you know, the things you've done right, the things you've done wrong.
I mean, I always told him to take it one day at a time. And I always told him, you know, it's just like going in a forest, chopping one tree at a time. Once you chop every tree down, I mean, you are in a clear the forest. And it's no matter what you've been through in life, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And that's the big
thing. True. Freddie, when you and I were talking in the locker room, you said a lot of times when Chuck or Chardrick or Uncle Chuck or you know, Cousin Chuck or, you know, whatever you call him, it's you don't really talk a whole lot about football. Mm-mm. You just talk about life and hang out,
right.
You know, as family.
Right. Because, you know, a life is football. So, you know, it's easy for everybody else, how football going. But, you know, we don't want to hear that all the time. You don't always want to hear about the football side of it. So, by him coming at me at that angle, it kind of like take me away from that football, because he know like the football is my life. So it's like constantly on it. We're doing it every day, stressing on it. So to kind of take me away from it for just that second or just that little time we talking, you know, it's big.
All right. So tell us a story or two about Chuck. that we don't know about that you can tell on FCC radio? And if he takes you in the back, I'll go with you.
I don't really have too many crazy stories.
You don't have too many. That means you may have a few.
But I know, one thing about him, I know last year, like when I first came here, you know, he was kind of on me, but he was kind of taking it easy. But I know this year, I can tell, and then he kind of said it. He was like, you know, last year, I was kind of easy with you. I was kind of, you know, showing you the ropes. But this year, we're not playing no games with you. You know, he can kind of be on me hard. So that's one thing I can tell you about him, that he always try to push me, because he kind of know my situation and all that. So he always try to push me to be a better person, to be a better football player, you know, on the field and outside the field.
All right, Chuck, give us a story about Freddie.
Hey,
you know, not a football-related story, just a growing up, something that we may or may not know.
I got a lot of stories, but, you know, we keep it all tight. But like I say, as a youngster, he was at Noah, quarterback, a beast, you know, all-state player. And, you know, I just, you know, as a youngster, he was always quiet. But I mean, you know.
And things haven't changed.
Yeah. Quiet, but probably a little sneaky at the same time as a youngster. But overall, like I say, he growed up to be a great young man, and I'm so proud of him. I mean, I can't say nothing bad. Nothing bad.
What do you remember back in the 02, 01, 02, 03? Chuck's going through, you know, the big stuff here in Tampa, the Super Bowl, the whole run.
I don't remember too many. I
guess. Were you about three?
I'm not sure, but I wasn't that young, but maybe, what, 10?
Okay.
10-9, but I don't remember too many crazy moments, but I always remember my dad. He always talk about going to the games. He always try to get up with him. He probably called his phone about 30 times a day. They're trying to get in touch with him. And my dad, like, brought a jersey back from one of the games he went to. And that's one of the moments I, like, always cherish, because even back when I was little, I put the jersey on. It came to the floor, but I was still happy to have that jersey on.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Chuck, we had Corey Ivey on last week, and I know a lot of people knew this story, but I didn't. So what else can you tell me, Super Bowl? I was there. I was in the locker room with you guys. I didn't know until last Monday that you guys wrapped the lockers at halftime.
Yeah.
Which I never knew. I know that it's been out. I know it was on some TV show, but, you know, I live a sheltered life. What else do I not know from the locker room in the game that I was at?
Well, I mean that's pretty much it. I mean, that's pretty much
Chuck's not giving away any secrets.
You know, one thing about me, I don't give out a whole lot. What's in-house is in-house. But like I said, I mean, it was a great year. And, you know, I mean, the only thing I can really say is the halftime, I was getting shot up again because I tore my calf the game before. So. I can't pretty much tell you everything that went down halftime.
How are you now health-wise? And the reason I'm asking, and this hurts me tremendously, I spent about 20 minutes with who I believe is the greatest Buccaneer of all time, and just watching Warren Sapp walk, you know, he's got the hip problem, he's got injuries, and he told me without the injury, he wouldn't be where he's at, the Hall of Fame, all that kind of stuff. You know, how are you health-wise?
I mean, right now I'm feeling okay. You know, I'm taking it one day at a time. I mean, I'm always having a problem with the hips and the knees because I end up tearing my knee up as well as my shoulders. But at the same time, there's no complaints. I was happy for the run. I gave it all I had, and I thank God for it.
What do you see different? What do you see different from football now from back when you played?
I mean, time has changed big time. You know, back in the days, you know, you had a lot of teams that ran the ball more than they threw the ball, but now it's, I mean, they're spreading everything out. This era is score as many points you can score, and 9 times out of 10, you're going to win the game.
One of the differences that I was telling Freddie in the locker room, and I know you've told him a few stories about the old One Buck place, but I was trying to tell him about how you guys would eat at your locker and you turn your chair around. You know, now they have their own cafeteria and their own video games, and it's so different from the locker room that we knew.
Oh, man, that's big time. I mean, we was eating in the hallway, eating in the locker. Good old Jose. Jose used to show up.
The Cubans.
Show up and cater everything. Bologna sandwiches on Monday. They get to choose what sandwich they get now. You know, they got it all.
They have chefs.
They have real chefs.
Oh, eat good.
They have chefs, but yeah, they eat good. They eat a little more healthy than we did. But like I said, they had they was in a good atmosphere. But you know, like I said, The tough thing is with me is every team I played for, every time I left, they built a new facility. Like the Bucks, they built a new facility.
So it's you. So teams are going to start bringing you in.
He paved the way for us.
Right.
You know? they paved the way for us to get what we had today. So,
Chuck, do you think, you know, if I'm sure you've seen the Rocky movies, and when, you know, Rocky goes to this one, and matter of fact, when I went, you know, with the boxer, it was the same thing. They took us in Germany to the most plush gym. And they're like, we don't want that. We want, you know, the old gym that we had to go down into the stairs. And I mean, do the young guys, not just you, but everybody, you know, have it easy and don't really know what it's like? You know, because sometimes that bond, that feeling, that team, everything.
I think when it comes to a bond, they got a different. I mean, they don't come together like the old school players did. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not saying they don't come together. But you know, these time of days they are big, fast, stronger. You know, they just got to put everything together and still play as one. It's all about gelling. You know, getting to know this person right beside you. You know, getting to know everybody on the whole team. You know, that's the biggest thing for me.
How's your ping pong game? Do you play at all?
I play a little bit.
I mean, every time I go in there, I see guys playing, and I wanted to ask.
I try to. You know, every time, like you say, every time you go in there, everybody trying to run to the table. So
or run out of the locker room.
Yeah, so I'm kind of the last one getting in there, so I never really get a chance to kind of play. But you know, when I do get on the table, I'm decent.
Do you guys keep records? I always wondered that.
I'm pretty sure some of them do, but I'm not one that keep records.
Who's the best player in there? I know that Mike Evans plays all the time.
Mike Evans is one of the good
Josh
ones.
Josh Robinson has his own paddle.
Josh Robinson, Justin Evans, he's real nice.
I was told Brent Grimes has his own
Big
paddle.
Grimes, he's nice as well. He's nice as well. It's a lot of good players in the locker room.
I mean, it's fun to watch.
You could tell they kind of got one at their house or they kind of played it a lot growing up because they're nice.
Awesome. All right, let's go hit our first break. Coming to you live from the Press Box Sports Emporium. Hanging out with Freddie Martino and Chuck Darby.
Since 2004, Staff Zone has been the superior choice for construction, industrial, and special event staffing. Staff Zone currently has 20 locations throughout the Southeast and Texas. Servicing thousands of clients annually, Staff Zone is blue-collar staffing excellence, and we want to work for you. Call us today at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Direct from Broadway comes the one musical with the best songs, the best moves, and the best time you can have in the theater. On Your Feet, the Emilio and Gloria Estefan musical. Surrender to the beat, because the rhythm's gonna get you.
At the Strass Center, October 24th to the 29th. Tickets at strasscenter.org.
Come on in to the Country Depot in Brooksville, Florida, or go online to countrydepotstore.com to get your purses, t-shirts, Western and Southern home decor, antique gifts, small and large, and much, much more. Plus, a large memorabilia area, including Buccaneers and Rays items. That's Country Depot, Brooksville, Florida, or countrydepotstore.com. Epic Body Work and Massage is the premier massage therapy clinic in Tampa Bay, empowering people to take control over their bodies through skilled body work and sharing of an education that inspires movement. Epic Body Work and Massage guides you through a journey of new awareness as they unravel the twisting years of tension that your body has endured, providing joy as what was once limited movement now comes alive as your body experiences increased range and movement. Visit their website at www.epicbody.work. Schedule an appointment by calling their office at 813-898-0601 and follow them on social media at Epic Body Work.
It's a Culver's tradition. Fresh frozen custard made daily, right in the restaurant, combined with real pumpkin.
Craig Culver on pumpkin season at Culver's.
Our salted caramel pumpkin concrete mixer is drizzled in salted caramel and simply amazing.
Whoa.
If you love pumpkin pie, you'll love Culver's pumpkin spice shake.
Nice.
And new this year, Culver's pumpkin gingerbread concrete mixer.
You better hurry, pumpkin lovers. These creations will be gone before you know it.
Welcome to Delicious.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
All right, this is Chris Sims from the Tampa Bay Bucks, and you're talking with Randy Harris, baby.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the Press Box Sports Emporium, hanging out for the Players Show, hanging out with Freddie Martino and Chuck Darby. One of the things, and you don't know this because I don't advertise this, we have gifts for you for coming out. So your first gift after the first break is a massage from Epic Body Works. So you can go get a massage, Chuck. You're hooked up there as well. All right, let's go to some of the questions from the audience. And one, we talked about the Super Bowl. Other than the Super Bowl game itself, what is your biggest Buccaneer memory from the day?
My biggest Buccaneer memory, I would most definitely have to say when we played the Rams that Monday night, and we came back and won that game. That was a tough game. We had to fight from the first quarter all the way to the end. But it was my most memorable moment when Sean King flipped the ball to Dunn and we won that game.
How about your memory from Seattle? Obviously going to the Super Bowl in Detroit, but other than that.
My biggest memory in Seattle was it had to be that NFC Championship game against Carolina. We came out and we all played together. It was a good game, and it was a well-fought fight. But that was my most memorable moment. I can't say exactly what I did, but I know it was a team effort. And, a memorable moment is a team effort.
A team thing. Freddie, will we... What was your favorite stadium to go play in?
In college?
Yeah. Anything stick out?
Not exactly. I know in college we had, I went to a Division II school. So we played like one or maybe two Division I AA schools. So we played like Charleston Southern, and we played Presbyterian College, VMI, schools like that. So like one of the games I look forward to, one of the stadiums I look forward to playing in is like one of the bigger schools. So I say Charleston Southern was like probably... I played them maybe three times in college, so that was one of the stadiums I look forward to going to.
Well, some of those smaller schools have crazier fans than the big schools, right?
Right, right.
I've heard about that.
It is. And then our stadium, it wasn't that big, so when the crowd comes, easily get packed out, and then, it's crazy in there.
So a smaller crowd seems bigger.
It seems bigger.
Because your favorite pro stadium so far?
Probably going to Kansas City. Kansas City, I've been Arrowhead, so that was a good loud, crazy, experience.
The only thing I remember about the Kansas City Stadium is that great barbecue place, like about a half a mile around the corner.
So I missed out on that.
All right, well, I'll get you a whole list. I'm a big foodie.
You had to get
back in your playing days, what stadium other than the home stadium?
It most definitely got to be the Quest Field, Seattle Stadium.
And as a visitor? Or are you talking about as well? Okay. So you cheated. You jumped from Tampa to Seattle
That. No. Tampa Bay is my favorite
city. I know that. I know that. But obviously Seattle, as a Seahawk, is definitely a place to play. But you wouldn't want to play there as a visitor.
You're right. I sure would. But, I had an opportunity to play against them and play with them. So it still followed the same way. I played against him also.
All right. No family. You can't use family. So, in other words, Chuck can't be your favorite player. Mm-hmm. Who was your favorite player growing up? Who did you, you know, watch? That's the guy. You know, if I could ever meet, if I could ever get his jersey, who would it be?
Randy Moss. He was kind of like a receiver. He was trying to be a receiver coming up. He was kind of one I kind of looked up to. And then, when I got to college, you know, I went to looking a couple years ahead of me, like players like Julio Jones, Alshon Jeffrey, who like still in the league today. Those kind of players I kind of try to look up to as well.
How many times have you practiced running for a touchdown and flipping the ball behind your head to the running back that's running behind him? You saw Randy Moss do that, right?
I did, but coach don't play that. So I coaches do not play that. Our number one thing is ball security, so he don't play no flipping back.
Chuck, favorite player when you were growing up?
Favorite player growing up was it would have to be John Randall or Warren Sapp, most definitely.
Person that inspired you both the most in your career?
I can't use family.
All right, use family. All right, go ahead.
I was about to say, you know, it got to be tough for me. You know, coming from a small town, just you know, from a small area where like. Not a lot of people, like he's like the only one kind of made it out, you know, as far as like, you know, football and into the league and all that. So, you know, just trying to look at him and trying to see the way he did things and, you know, see that it can happen. You can come from a small town. You can go to a small school. You don't have to go to the biggest school and you still can make it. So just like seeing that happen with him, it kind of inspired me to kind of, you know, keep going down my path and just, you know, it'll happen.
You know, Chuck?
I mean, the biggest inspiration for me is the whole entire town of North. I mean, like I say, majority is my family. And, you know, just coming from a small place where you know, nobody really, you know, had the opportunity to make it to the next level. But the support and, you know, everything that the town did for me itself, I mean, it did a whole lot. And then going back, seeing my little cousins play and brothers and everybody else, you know, that was a big inspiration for me. So I got to go back to mom, dad, and family.
What's it like for both of you guys when you go home now?
Oh, man.
It's crazy. You can't go to the store for, like, just a drink no more. You know, I run into the store for 2 minutes, end up being a 20-minute talk, a 30-minute talk, you know, because small town. So if somebody see you, know, they want to hold a conversation with you because you know everybody.
Right.
And, like, you did it growing up, so it's, like, it's only right, you know, they're going to stop.
But that's cool. I mean, that's kind of a chest pounding, you know. It's just another, you know, evident that you did, that you made it.
Right. Right.
So, Rick wants to know, what do you think of that makes you smile all the time?
Me?
Yeah.
Just going back to high school, people always say I smiled a lot for some reason. So, I don't know. Maybe I like to laugh a lot. I like to joke around a lot. But I try not to, like, I don't know. I just try to be happy a lot, happy all the time.
Chuck?
Hey, just getting up every day to see another day, you know, that's always great. I mean, everybody go through things in life, but at the same time, if you smile, I mean, you can only do it so much. And, you know, you always look up to God. Yeah, I have no complaints.
The sun will come up tomorrow.
Yes.
Isn't that a song? Do you wear the Super Bowl ring? And if you do or you don't, what about the NFC Championship ring, the Seahawk ring?
I never wear that ring. You know, that's, you know, it was a ring. Like I say, if you're not first, you're last. And,
okay, Ricky Bobby.
and that's pretty much it. The only ring I wear is the Super Bowl ring.
Why do they give that ring? You know, I know that it's a nice little trophy, but every player I've ever talked to in any sport, they don't wear it because of that reason. You didn't win it. You know, you didn't win the big game.
Second place, baby. I mean, it's only one champ. It's only one team that can stand at the top of the mountain. So you got to give that team that respect, and you got to keep it moving.
How often do you wear the Super Bowl ring?
I wear it for all the ring of honors, and I should have brought it today, but I had time to go out of the safe deposit box. But I will wear it the next time.
I was going to say, just means Chuck has to come back.
Last time I brought it, so I'm most definitely going to bring it for sure. But I wear the ring of honor, and then, you know, when I go out and see kids, and I mean, that's pretty much it.
What's it like, the ring of honor? You know, we just had it a couple weeks ago. We're going to do it again on the Monday night for John Gruden. What's it like to go see not only the guys that you played with, but the guys that came before you and some of the guys that came after you?
I mean, it's always good to fellowship, to see where everybody's at. And it's always good to see a familiar face. You know, sometimes, like some of the older guys you don't know, but you know of, you know, they always came around. And, you know, just being in that football atmosphere, you know, you can relate to players that you played with, players you went to war with, you know, players you believe in. So, you know, when you get that situation, every time they have the ring of honor, I mean, it's a proud moment for.
How many pictures do you take and how many pictures are taken?
We have some limited pictures because, I mean, because there's a lot of fans that come through. But I take a lot of pictures with the players. With all the players, especially all the players that I played with and some of the greats. So, you know, at the same time, it's much respect. They paid the way for us. And, you know, you got to look up to the guys who played before you, guys played with you, and the guys are playing now. Because, NFL, I mean, it's a tough sport.
What's your thoughts about the Simeon Rice comments?
Yeah.
Okay. Freddie, what is your most memorable moment with a fan?
With the fan?
It could even be back in North South Carolina. You know, you're walking to the grocery store. Just, you know, what's the first thing that comes to mind when you think of really any fan and any fan interaction?
You know, like being me and my story, whenever I go out different places, no one really knows me, you know, outside of like the football stadium, the football game. And, you know, being in Tampa, I remember going to the mall one day, I think. Then the guy ran up to me. He was like, Freddie Martino. I was like, he was like, Freddie Martino. He's like, man, I remember you, man. You caught a touchdown, this and that. I was like, oh, man, that just made me, like, surprised because, like, nobody really recognized me. I can go anywhere, and nobody notices me. So for him to, like, run up to me and say that, you know, that kind of, like, you know, made me realize, like, okay, maybe people do know you out here.
Has anybody come up to you thinking you were somebody else?
No, but at practice, a lot of people have, you know, yell out different names to me thinking I was somebody else.
Right.
You know, so things like that happen, but, you know, not really people running up to me saying different names.
Chuck?
I moved out of Land O'Lakes, so, you know, everybody know everybody in Land O'Lakes. But the most memorable moment I had, I had a person come up to me in the gas station. And, the words he told me, because I was placed on the practice squad that year, and the words he told me, he told me always, you know, always to look up, you know, keep pushing. And to me, that was, you know, that was big for me. To see a player that, you know, and he knew everything about me in the preseason. He felt my pain, and I mean, that right there meant a lot to me.
And who have you, if any, have you ever been misrecognized as?
Not yet.
Not yet?
Not yet.
All right, we'll set that up. I went to an event in Orlando, true story, and a fan started yelling at Warren Sapp for his autograph. And we all know Warren. Some of us love Warren. And the guy kept saying, I'm not Warren. I was standing there. I know this happened. And the guy kept saying, I'm not Warren Sapp. And the guy's like, yes, you are. Please sign it. So I don't know if Chidi did sign Warren Sapp or not, but it was Chidi. And they kept yelling to him, hey, Warren, hey, Warren. And he's like, I'm not Warren Sapp. It really was. It's when the Players Grill opened up in Orlando. All right, let's go hit another break. We're at the bottom of the hour. This is the Players Show coming to you live from the Press Box Sports Emporium.
Massage is the premier massage therapy clinic in Tampa Bay, empowering people to take control over their bodies through skilled body work and sharing of an education that inspires movement. Epic Body Work and Massage guides you through a journey of new awareness as they unravel the twisting years of tension that your body has endured, providing joy as what was once limited movement now comes alive as your body experiences increased range and movement. Visit their website at www.epicbody.work. Schedule an appointment by calling their office at 813-898-0601 and follow them on social media at Epic Body Work. Come on in to the Country Depot in Brooksville, Florida, or go online to countrydepotstore.com to get your purses, t-shirts, Western and Southern home decor, antique gifts, small and large, and much, much more. Plus, a large memorabilia area, including Buccaneers and Rays items. That's Country Depot, Brooksville, Florida, or countrydepotstore.com.
It's the Naked Pizza Man, a.k.a. the Pizza Diet Guy, and founder of Tour de Pizza in St. Pete, Florida. As the inventor of the pizza-only diet in 2009, I've dedicated my career to changing the image of pizza from a junk food to a health food. If you don't see me at the restaurant, you may catch me right here on Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
It's a Culver's tradition. Fresh frozen custard made daily, right in the restaurant, combined with real pumpkin.
Craig Culver on pumpkin season at Culver's.
Our salted caramel pumpkin concrete mixer is drizzled in salted caramel and simply amazing.
Whoa.
If you love pumpkin pie, you'll love Culver's pumpkin spice shake.
Nice.
And new this year, Culver's pumpkin gingerbread concrete mixer.
You better hurry, pumpkin lovers. These creations will be gone before you know it.
Welcome to Delicious.
Since 2004, Staff Zone has been the superior choice for construction, industrial, and special event staffing. Staff Zone currently has 20 locations throughout the Southeast and Texas. Servicing thousands of clients annually, Staff Zone is blue-collar staffing excellence, and we want to work for you. Call us today at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Hi, this is Keenan McCardell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the PressBox Sports Emporium. We're going to be giving away a pair of tickets every Monday night until the Monday before the Atlanta game, so whatever that date is, for the Frogman Feast. This is an event, a charity event that's over in St. Pete, and all the money raised is going to go to a family of Navy SEALs that were either killed in action or injured. So we're going to give away a pair of those here after the next break. Right now, it's gift-giving time again. The Charge Hub 5, you guys are going to be able to charge five items at one time with these things. It's really pretty cool. I know that I have cords all over the house and stuff, and so that's going to be for you. Just hold it up. He's going to take a picture of there real quick, if you don't mind. So we're going to have one of those to give away shortly as well. All right, let's get back to some questions. Are you guys wrestling fans?
Not really. I haven't really watched in a long time.
All right, we got to get you into wrestling. I know we talked about MMA. I got to get you into MMA. There's a huge fight in New York City this Saturday, but there's a local card, the RFC. Chuck, if you guys want to go, I have a VIP table. The fight's Friday night. I think it's at the A La Carte Pavilion. So if you guys are going to want to go watch some fights. Who was your favorite wrestler, and who do we got to get Freddie to start liking in the wrestling world?
Well, I know little Fred ain't gonna watch the old wrestlers that I watch, but I mean, my favorite wrestler, it got to be two: the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, and the greatest entertainer of all, Ric Flair. Yeah.
You know, his documentary is next Thursday. It's the 30 on 30 on ESPN, and they said that this will be the highest rated 30 on 30 ever.
Yeah.
Do you, any guys, or did you watch it at all, or we can't talk wrestling at all?
No, we can't really talk too much wrestling.
All right. Who would, Chuck, back in the day when you played, and I'm still going to ask you about the local team or the recent team. Chuck, back in the day, who would you want as your tag team partner? If you were going into a WWE event, so we know it's scripted, and then we're going to go into a real deal, who would you want? And would it be the same person?
It would be different. I mean, most definitely different environment. But you say who I would pick?
Yeah, who would you pick?
A wrestler?
Yeah.
Most definitely pick the American Dream. You know, the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes would be the first, and Animal off the Road Warrior. The Road Warrior.
Yeah, Animal off Road Warriors.
Yeah.
All right. Freddie, if you were going to be in a wrestling match and you could only take one of your teammates now, since you're not a big wrestling guy, we won't go with wrestling names. So you're going to take one of your teammates now. Who would you take?
I'm taking Gerald McCoy.
Would you really? I don't know. Joe Hawley scares me.
He do, but Gerald never gets tired. So he can go all day. So I'm going with Gerald.
And he's Batman.
Yeah, that too.
He would probably come as Batman. Chuck, who back from your Bucks days would be your tag team partner from the team?
Greg Spires.
I could tell some Greg Spires stories.
Yeah.
Remember when the president came? Did you meet the? Were you here when the president came?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you meet the president?
Yeah.
Did you get your picture taken with the president?
No.
Did you get an autograph with the president?
No.
Greg Spires got 10 of them. So we all think we're good, and I know a lot of people here are getting our autographs. Greg Spires got 10 footballs signed by the president of the United States. And a lot of guys didn't get to meet him. A lot of guys didn't get pictures with him. Yeah, Greg Spires knows how to play it. We'll start with you, Freddie. What did you buy with your first NFL paycheck? Thanks.
An apartment.
Wow. Okay.
An apartment. I was in Atlanta. And, you know, for the first, like when you find out you make the team, they'll give you 2 weeks until you, you know, have to, they'll put you in a hotel for 2 weeks. And then after that 2 weeks, you kind of got to find your own spot. So, you know, get paid every 2 weeks. So when I got my check, I went and got an apartment.
Chuck?
Apartment. First thing I did with my check, apartment and furniture.
What was the first frivolous thing that you bought? And I always tell this story. John Kruk, he played for the Padres. He played for the Philadelphia Phillies. When he got called up from AAA to the big club in San Diego, and he tells this story all the time, and he signed the big contract, the first thing that he went and bought was a gallon of ice cream and a case of beer. And if you know John Kruk, I'm not sure which he did first, drink it or eat it. So frivolous-wise, what was the first, if you remember?
It wasn't really too much because, like I said, first time I made it, I was on the practice squad. So I took it every day, one day at a time. So, you know, it wasn't too much.
Okay. Do you guys like afternoon or night games?
Repeat that.
Afternoon or night games? Which did you like better?
I like afternoon. Well, I like afternoon because afternoon game, you got a 1 o'clock game, you got the rest of the day off.
Right.
You know, but if you got an 8 o'clock game, you got to sit around all day. You might have meetings. You're going to be tired sitting in the bed and all this and that. You don't want to do too much because you think you're overdoing it. So I feel like, you know, day games is better.
That's a veteran answer, too. Day I like it. I like it. Chuck?
I agree 100% with my little cousin, little Freddie. Day game.
Everybody like, you know, all the players have always said they like the Sunday night game because everybody's watching. Mm-hmm. They like the Monday night game because everybody's watching, the Thursday night game. Of those three games, which do you like? Because a lot of people don't like the Thursday game.
Monday night.
Just because it's the Monday tradition?
Night. Right. I don't know. Just something about Monday night games, man. Monday night, you can ask anybody in the locker room. I feel like everybody gets kind of excited for the Monday night game because, like, I don't know, like, the ratings are like for Monday and Thursday, but I'm pretty sure probably a lot more to watch Monday night.
I'm going to say about 300 or 400% more, you know, and it seems like a lot of times there are better games. Mm-hmm. I guess Monday gets the first picks and stuff. What are you watching? And do you still watch? You know, will you watch a game? Will you watch tonight?
Who's playing tonight?
Yeah, I had to look because I didn't know either.
I will watch it. I will watch it. But, you know, games kind of surprised me. Because, like, I don't really know, you know, playing. I don't really know who's playing who each week, you know. So whenever I turn the TV on, I see a game, I kind of just sink into it and kind of just watch it.
Watching,
like, Brady, like, players like Brady, how he just finds an open player each time. Like, you know, just watching stuff like that, I like to watch that kind of stuff. So
when the Patriots came and I was watching it, this is the first time, I don't even think I looked at it when Brett Favre played. Brady looked like, I don't know, a character. You know, he didn't even really look like a football player. He looked like just everything was so smooth and perfect, and it was just crazy.
When you see that, you kind of can tell how he's like one of the best quarterbacks, if not arguably the best quarterback. So,
do you guys have any phobias?
Don't really.
My biggest thing has been around. I really don't want to say. I really don't want to say, but I am scared of cats. Of a lot of cats in one room. Oh yeah, big time.
Just little regular cats, not lions, not tigers and bears.
I ain't scared of a lion neither tiger. But I'm
Interesting. All right. Sorry, I said that. Favorite movie? What's your favorite movie of all time? Lightning just scored. Favorite movie?
My favorite movie. Oh, dude. I don't really have a favorite movie, but as far as, like, the Taken, Taken 1, Taken 2, Taken 3, I like those type of movies, action type movies. I love those type
is
of
two,
movies.
I didn't know there was more than one, but is 2 and 3 as almost as good as 1?
And I think there's another one coming out. Yeah, it keeps getting better.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that's possible. I thought sequels are always worse.
That's what I was thinking as well, but no, every time I see it, it's like something gets you every time.
I do a contest on my show because I don't watch a whole lot of movies. Mm-hmm. My ADD kicks in, and 20 minutes in, I'm leaving or playing on the phone or whatever. But Taken is one of those movies when he says, read this, and then he reads it exactly like he said it to him. Right. And then
it's a lot of like little details. Movies like that, I just love movies like that.
Chuck, favorite movie?
Gladiator.
Gladiator was a good movie, too.
That was a good movie.
All right. I already said, who do you get mistaken for? What kind of music do you guys listen to? And do you listen to different music before the game and then different music driving home or during the week or whatever?
Yeah, for me, I feel like as far as music go, it's a mood for everything. It's like a song for every mood you're in. So as far as like before the game, I'm kind of listening to amped up music. Artists like Future, Meek Mills, like different artists like that who got Migos, who got like uprising beats, who's gonna get you hyped before the game. I listen to stuff like that. But driving on our way home, I'm listening to J. Cole or Wale, stuff that gonna like kind of talk to your mind and stuff like that. I like listening to music like that.
So you're not gonna listen to love ballads and stuff as you're getting ready to go out and play?
Not before.
What did you listen to back in the day, Chuck?
Back in the days, I pretty much listened to pretty much everything. Before the game, you know, I mean, you gotta have a song that's gonna get you uplifted and pumped for a game, but like Cuz say, when you come back home relaxing, you know, just checking out, you know, listen to a little bit of jazz, listen to a little something, you know, a little totally different. It's always relaxing also, but I don't discriminate on no music. I listen to all, but before the game, I listen to everything that's going to keep me uplifted, crunk, and ready to play.
All right, this is one of those questions where the fans get to know you a little bit. So you're going to have a concert in your backyard. We'll say three bands or singers, they're going to perform in your backyard, living or passed away. What are those three groups or singer that's coming to your backyard?
Me? Yep. Me first. I know.
We'll go younger and then older.
As for, I know back at home, every weekend, we was at grandma's house, everybody, family getting together, we listened to like all the Legend Slide type music, the Cha-Cha Slide, all the stuff like that. So I'm gonna get somebody who's gonna sing all that type of music, but then I'm also get like I said, artists like J. Cole, who I like a lot, you know, artists like Wale, stuff like that.
Chuck, who's performing?
I'm gonna start off with a little bit of James Brown. then I'm gonna go to somebody, either Tupac or Biggie, and then I'm gonna top it off with the old great country singer, Willie Nelson.
As long as he doesn't sing on the road again.
Yeah.
He can sing any and every song, and I've told that story. And this is a true story. One of my closest friends in Las Vegas, his wife is one of the ladies that kept putting the jacket on James Brown in Rocky, you know, where he was singing, and they kept bringing it like he would always do. Trivial that I'm sure nobody cared about, but I thought I'd say it anyway. All right, let's go hit our final break of the afternoon or evening. Coming to you live from the Press Box for we're going to give away that item when we return.
Since 2004, Staff Zone has been the superior choice for construction, industrial, and special events staffing. Staff Zone currently has 20 locations throughout the Southeast and Texas. Servicing thousands of clients annually, Staff Zone is blue-collar staffing excellence, and we want to work for you. Call us today at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in to the Country Depot in Brooksville, Florida, or go online to CountryDepotStore.com to get your purses, T-shirts, Western and Southern home decor, antique gifts, small and large, and much, much more. Plus, a large memorabilia area, including Buccaneers and Rays items. That's Country Depot, Brooksville, Florida, or CountryDepotStore.com. Epic Body Work and Massage is the premier massage therapy clinic in Tampa Bay, empowering people to take control over their bodies through skilled body work and sharing of an education that inspires movement. Epic Body Work and Massage guides you through a journey of new awareness as they unravel the twisting years of tension that your body has endured, providing joy as what was once limited movement now comes alive as your body experiences increased range and movement. Visit their website at www.epicbody.work. Schedule an appointment by calling their office at 813-898-0601 and follow them on social media at Epic Body Work.
It's a Culver's tradition. Fresh frozen custard made daily, right in the restaurant, combined with real pumpkin.
Craig Culver on pumpkin season at Culver's.
Our salted caramel pumpkin concrete mixer is drizzled in salted caramel and simply amazing.
Whoa.
If you love pumpkin pie, you'll love Culver's pumpkin spice shake.
Nice.
And new this year, Culver's pumpkin gingerbread concrete mixer.
You better hurry, pumpkin lovers. These creations will be gone before you know it.
Welcome to Delicious.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Hi, I'm Martin Gramatica, talking sports with Randy Harris.
Call it how it is. Minutes here at the Players Show, coming to you live from the Press Box Sports Emporium. Couple more. Oh, I almost forgot. I got a couple more little thank you gifts. You both get a free car wash from Mr. Car Wash to get your car washed.
Appreciate it.
And then I don't know if these are the same or different, so I'm going to let you pick a box. Pick one. All right, that one's for you. That one's for Chuck. This is an original grain watch.
Choose the one you want, look up.
Right.
Choose the one you want. Okay, I don't know.
Sight on sight, because like I said, I think they're both a little different. All right, Chuck, what did Gruden do to push players over the top?
Say it again.
What did Coach Gruden do to you guys or say to you guys to push you over the top?
He always pushed us every week with a different coach to bring some inspiration to the team. But mainly, you know, the biggest thing he told us is, you know, he said, guys, do you believe in me? Do you believe in each other? And do you believe in the city of Tampa? And, you know, the biggest thing to me, we played for the city. But, you know, just to disappoint the city, that was tough. But the biggest thing that he really said to us, let's pound the rock. Let's go out there, give it all we have, and show up every week and be one of the best teams to play the game.
How difficult was it to not laugh one time when he's either yelling or, you know, that scrowl that he gave? Or I've talked to a lot of guys. How difficult was it?
It was real hard because Coach Gruden is very animated. You know, showing the Chucky face, the Chucky smile. You know, I love you, pounding the rocks. But at the end, you know, you can always feel a coach that loved the players, that wanted the best for us. So at the same time, you know, you smile on some, but a lot of times he was serious and he got straight to the point.
Freddie, talk about the coach you're playing for now. You know, what would we not know? You know, we only know what we see at the press conference or the fans see on TV.
Head coach Dirt Cutter. Great coach. I had the pleasure to be with him 1 year in Atlanta. That's where I started off at, coming out of college. I was signed free agent deal in Atlanta, and Mike Smith was the head coach, who's not a defensive coordinator, and Dirk was the offensive coordinator. And just being around Dirk, man, he's a chill coach, but he's going to also let you know if you're not doing
right or wrong.
Not doing it right. Oh yeah, and he's going to give it to you in a way when you think about it, it's going to make you feel dumb. Like I don't know, it's just like the way he. Kind of like his sarcasm as when he giving a speech to you if you mess up. But, you know, Dirk, he's a great guy. And No, I love playing for him.
How weird, how difficult, you know, you kind of brought it up, and I've thought about it when I'm in the press conferences. You know, Mike Smith walks in, you know, the former head coach. He's now the D. How weird is it for you? You played for one as the head coach. Now the other is the head coach.
I mean, it's weird, but at the same time, you know, at the level it is, because, you know, I kind of was thinking about it from the outside as well, because I asked, you know, one of the Andrew, he's kind of like our, you know, receivers kind of assistant coach. But I was asking him, you know, because he's a coach, so how does he see it, you know, being, you know, Mike Smith, the head coach, and how do he accept the role of being, you know, assistant coaches now? But he said, you know, Mike Smith handles it real well, and they work together as a professional, you know, because, you know, this is a professional type thing, so you gotta make it work. So they say he has no problem doing that, has no job, and I see no problem with, you know, what they got going on. So,
you know, it's such a fine line, and it's difficult where you leave work at work and friendship, you know, at home later. Mm-hmm. My brother hired his next door neighbor in the company he owns, and he's always told me that during the day he would rip them anew, he would do whatever, and then at night they'd go to dinner together.
Yeah, that's how it is. You know, when it's time to work, it's time to work, and you got to get stuff done. So then when it's time to, you know, chill and relax, you know, got to know when to separate it.
What gets you mad? You know, the little bit I've gotten to know you, and tonight you seem like a really nice, you know, something has to be. What is that one thing that gets you mad?
There's not too much that really gets me mad. Not too, you got to really, like, rub me the wrong way, I guess. You know, I'm always a happy person. I always try to give off positive energy. So if you, like, have a problem with me, it's got to be, like, something on you. You know?
Right.
So I kind of, like, try to stay away from, you know, the negative side and just trying to keep everything positive.
I've never seen anybody in the locker room smile more than you. Every time I walk in and I say hi to you, you know, always a big smile. Chuck, anything get you really mad?
It's not really too much, but, I mean, you know, it's always time when people push you to the limit. But, like, you know, you got to always look at everything as a whole. And just like Freddie said, always still be positive. So it's not really too much to go get me down.
Freddie, any rituals, game day rituals, practice day rituals, anything you have to do? I asked a player one time, and he said, "Nope, I don't have any rituals. I just have to put my shoulder pads on first and my right shoe on." Like, then that's some rituals.
Hey, I'm thinking about it. It's stuff I do every day. Like, as far as whenever I put my socks on or something like that, I put my right, left, and then I try to end with my right, start off on the right foot and end on the right note. That's why I try to think about it. And as far as, like, every day, I always take my fingers up, take my right hand up first, then my right finger, right finger, right finger. Then I take the left hand, and I always finish putting the glove on this hand. So I always try to do right, left. I don't know. It's weird, but it's kind of something I kind of do without thinking about it.
Right. It just goes without saying. Have you ever caught yourself where you did it the other way, or you did it and then you had to stop and start all over?
Took it all off.
Really?
Yeah.
Chuck, did you have any back in the day or still today?
Nah, not today. But, you know, back when I played, I always got there early. Always got my right ankle taped before the left, you know, small things like that. And I always cut a hole out in my shirt so my stomach can so I can breathe. and that was pretty much it.
How often do you get together with, not necessarily NFL alumni, but, you know, the Super Bowl team, the guys, you know, the defensive line or the defensive guys, the core that you used to hang around back in the day?
I always get with some of the guys doing the Ring of Honor, but the majority of players that live here, like Connell Green, you'll see Warren Sapp around, you see Brooks, Booger, you know, Booger's in town when he's not working, Dexter Jackson when he's not coaching, and Corey Ivey, I always see him.
Dexter's coming back. He told me that he's leaving coaching, and he wants to come back to Tampa and start a radio career.
Oh, man. Oh, dirty.
So the MVP on his way back. Before we run out of time, and I know we only have a couple minutes left, where did you stand in the Dwight Smith, Dexter Jackson? And I know that they're friends. They love each other. But, you know, Dwight's been on the show numerous times. I don't know if you know the story, but Dwight Smith was so upset that he wasn't voted the MVP, mm-hmm. that he left after the game, didn't shower, didn't go to the party. And to this day, he's still bitter about it. Yeah, and he loves Dexter.
And I got to take that. And I always see Dwight Smith around, too. Dwight do love Dexter, and Dwight Smith went out, and he did it up. And they just voted, I guess they voted for the MVP in the first half. Dexter had the two interceptions, but I take nothing from Dirty, but Dwight Smith should have won it also.
Yeah, Corey told us last week that Dwight asked him towards the end of the game, what do I have to do to win MVP? And Corey said, you need to get another interception and take it to the house. And he did.
And he took it to the house.
And took it to the house. And he goes, all right, now what? And then Corey goes, it's too late. They already voted. It's Dexter.
Yeah, but by far, you know, I mean, everybody know in their heart. And everybody really know. And nobody would never take none away from Dwight Smith. He played a hell of a game that game. And he most definitely my MVP.
All right, let's thank Chuck Darby for coming out. Let's thank Freddie Martino for coming out. I appreciate it. I'll see you on Wednesday. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next Monday with a surprise guest. Oh, yeah, and then we're going to give away the prizes here in a minute.
Looking for some action, but like Mick Jagger said, I can't get no satisfaction. The girls are all around, but none of them wanna get with me. My threads are fresh and I'm looking deaf. Yo, what's up, what L.O.C. The girls are all jocking at the other end of the bar, having drinks with some no-name chump when they know that I'm a star. So I got them strolled over to the other side of the cantina. I asked the guy why he's so fly. He said, funky Cole Medina. Funky, funky, let's get funky. Funky, funky, let's get funky Cole Medina. Funky, funky, let's get funky. Funky, funky, let's get funky Cole Medina. This brother told me a funky, funky, hit it, let's get funky, hit it, funky, funky, let's get funky, Cole Medina, let's do it, funky, funky, hit it, let's get funky, hit it, funky, funky, let's get funky.